My name is Ogenerume Ohimo. Okay. But I like, when it's arts related, I like to go by Yinkore, which is my middle name. Oh, but you can call me Rume for the purposes of this podcast.
Okay, so we have here Rume. Okay, so what's going to happen today is I'm just going to ask her like a few questions and really just get into her like creative like space and like just pick her brain, to be honest. Like, I'm honestly here just to learn from her. Okay, so first question, do you like Bounty? Why or why not?
No. Bounty is, I feel, one of the biggest crimes that has ever been committed. I just, chocolate and coconut, who thought of it and said, wow, you know what? It makes sense. It adds up. It's literally filthy. I feel like people are always like, oh, Bounty slander is so forced. I feel like we don't have enough of it. I feel like that's the problem with the world. There's not enough Bounty slander because it's still being sold. And yeah, no.
Oh, wow.
Abolish Bounty. I am passionate about the hatred of Bounty. Any such like things, anything that has to do with coconuts and chocolate together. Abolish it.
Interesting. But like, do you like chocolate like normally? Do you like both things like separately, or you just don't like chocolate?
I mean, okay, so the thing with coconuts is I like it when I'm eating it with corn, right?
Okay.
It's a vibe. I generally don't really like it as a flavor, though. It's just there are some things that have coconut in it that I don't mind, like some coconut cake, only one specific brand. I don't mind their coconut cake. And also like some coconut water or coconut juices, I don't mind. But generally, not the biggest fan of, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to get coconuts.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I love chocolate though. I love big chocolate fan.
Okay. So what would you say inspires your art?
I always say, like, my art is very vibes. It's just inspired by random things. I'm not very like, I am if I'm going through like a rut, like maybe there's like a point in time when I haven't created anything, so I'm very intentional in that way about what I'm going to create. But generally speaking, I could see a color and just be like, you know what, I want to draw something based off that color. Or I'll see a pattern and I'll be like, I want to draw something. Or I'll see a tweet and I'll be like, you know what, I'm going to draw something that goes along with this tweet, goes along with this phrase, goes along with this dress I saw my friend wear. Well, it's very random, basically. I don't have
a specific... very fluid. I love that. I just saw the male like arts, because I checked, and most since I've been following, I don't really see you like paint, or would you say paint or draw? It's not paint.
I mean, it's both, I guess.
Okay, yeah,
but yeah, I don't really draw men, if that's where you were getting. I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
I love that.
I prefer, so the thing is about me, obviously and I'm a Black woman, and I'm a dark-skinned Black woman. Mm-hmm. So in most of my work, you will see a lot of dark-skinned Black women. I just like representation like that. But at the same time, I feel like as an artist, just because you want to represent people doesn't mean you like limit your craft to just that. Like, I'm still all about learning how to draw men, even though, you know, don't like them. So I've been practicing a bit, you know. So this is probably the most successful I've been. So progress is being made. Still hate them, but at least I'm drawing them better. And so I'm broadening my portfolio.
See, I love you.
You have to do what you can do to make the money in this situation. But yeah. So I do try to draw women, get inspired by women, and represent women in what I'm doing.
I love it so much because women, I feel like women, we need to keep taking up space because literally we keep every section of society tells us to fuck off. So I love it when women just like keep on like
obnoxiously take up space.
Yeah,
like, I love it. Like I need it to be obnoxious. I need us to be annoying with it.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so how do you know which ones to pick? Like, because obviously, I wouldn't say obviously because I don't know what the creative process is like, but like how, like what I'm trying to ask is, what's your creative process? Because it's not everything you sketch that would make it to like the internet or your like official page or, so yeah.
Okay, so like, it depends, right? It depends on my headspace, it depends on what I want to create, and it depends on whether it's a commission or it's my personal like work. If it's a commission, obviously I'm very not stifled, but I'm very like one track mind because what the client wants is what matters. Like obviously I'll suggest a few things, being that sometimes some people don't have clear creative direction. And that's where I step in to be like, okay, maybe we should use this color, we should use this, we should do this in the background. But generally speaking, the people that come to me and say, this is what I want, this is how I want it, I don't really impute too much. I say, if this is how you want it, I'm going to give it to you. I don't put myself inside the matter because people that have a clear idea of what they want, don't want anything else. Does that make sense? It's hard to convince them that their idea might not turn out the way they want, right? And so I do that first, and a lot of times they're happy with it. Some people are like, ah, fantastic, you did what I want, I'm done. I'm giving you your money, thank you.
Yeah.
Other people see it and are like, damn, this didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. And then that's where I come in, suggest something else that could possibly still keep their idea but make it better. Sometimes we have to scrap the whole thing. And then I just say, okay, this is what I think I should do. And then when I'm done, you let me know how you feel about it. And sometimes that goes well. Sometimes we both just, in very few times, I don't think I've ever had a commission where I was like, yeah, no, this can't work at all. Yeah, I don't think that's ever
happened. So you've never had like someone you're working for, like a customer or something, where you're like, no, I'm not doing this. Like,
No, I've had no, I'm not doing this situations. I mean, where we are both like, I don't like leaving people unsatisfied with what they want, right? I'm one of those people that can't really take criticism. Yeah, I'm one of those people pleaser people. So when you say you don't like what you're getting, I'm like, I literally want to die on the line. I'm like, nah, we have to reach a compromise where you are in love with something. And I don't resent you for making me change it so many times. So yeah, there's usually a like middle ground that we can both get to where we are comfortable. But I don't like leaving people unhappy. So that's it for commissions. But for my like personal pieces, man, it is so random. It's incredible. Like I was actually looking at some of my references and the final products, and it's ridiculous how far apart like the design concepts were, like start and finish. I just think like I have a general idea of what I'm going to do, but then if that idea changes midway, I just go with the flow. Like I said, I'm very fluid when it comes to my art. I can start with drawing a woman carrying a child and end up with a woman on a stripper pole. I don't know how those it's very random and things are just going to happen like that. But when I say I want to do a particular thing, when I say, oh, I haven't tried this, I want to do it, Omo, we died there. Like, the design can't change. Like, with this man now, I had actually been putting him off for a while because I was like, I'm going to try male illustrations. That was a while ago. But I started the sketch yesterday and I had a couple of fails and I'm like, nah, we actually die here. Because it's funny because I even had two other pieces I had to finish, but I'm like, nah, this one, we die here. And so in situations like that, I'm very, very intentional. Even if it means stepping away from it, looking at more references, maybe even using YouTube videos, if it comes to that. It hasn't come to that in a while. Again, because I draw on my phone. So there are not a lot of YouTube. So there are not a lot of YouTube videos for drawing on phones. So I'm kind of usually on my own. But sometimes I'll check for things like face structure or like shading if I really need the help. But yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're blowing my mind. You draw on your phone? Like, how did you...
See, I don't even know why people get so blown away by this. Because
no,
this
sorry. It's because you're not seeing... You're not... Yeah, see your art.
So what happened was, as at the time I actually started digital art, I was sick. I was really, really sick. Like, I was uncomfortable as hell. So I have this thing called GERD. It's a gastro disease, right? At that time, it was one of the worst phases, meaning, like, the walls of my esophagus had completely eroded, more or less, because stomach acid kept on flowing to my esophagus.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I couldn't swallow anything, like, food, drinks, water, my own spit. It was uncomfortable as hell to swallow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and it was, you know, in the pretty bad stages where they were like, you know, the more exposed my esophagus is, the more likely for certain things to occur that were, you know, life-threatening. And I'm like, you know, interesting. So I'm like, Omo, looking as I might be dying, let me try and find out what on my bucket list I can accomplish in case of incasity. And I always wanted to try out digital arts. So at the time, I didn't have an iPad. I just had my iPod Touch, which is even smaller than my iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I use it to draw, because now that it, like, is old and in my house. And when I touch it, I'm like, damn, this is such a small screen. Now that I'm using my iPhone, I also realized that when people probably compare it to their iPads or laptops, they're like, how does it? I don't know how. I worked with what I had and we are still here. So I don't know how to explain.
Wow. I'm still mind blown. Sorry. Okay, so what's the most difficult thing about combining your art with like your 9-to-5? Because I think I know you're in law school, or you're doing law.
I've finished.
Congrats.
Thanks. Finally done with that hellhole.
Pause to you, because the stories are here.
The stories are even better than what it actually is. I promise you.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah, it was quite bad. Not going to lie, and this is kind of insensitive to say, but COVID kind of saved my life law school wise because the first few months when we were there before COVID, I'm not kidding you, I thought I was going to lose my mind. Classes went on for hours. After classes, we had stupid group meetings, and it was just a lot of like time, and I was literally losing my mind slowly but surely. After COVID, when we went back to school, they were now like obviously not all of us could have lectures at the same time anymore. So some people have 9-to-11, other people have 11-to-2 or something. I can't remember. 11-to-1. So rather than having 9-to-1, that kind of broke things apart. And then obviously we didn't have group meetings again because COVID. So it gave us more time. Because literally what would happen is that people would want to hustle for chair for 9 o'clock. By 6 o'clock in the morning, there will be no seats. 6 o'clock in the morning, people are going to hustle seats for a 9 o'clock class. I couldn't even blame them because dead ass, if you didn't sit downstairs, mm-hmm. if you sat upstairs, you were likely not to get much from the class. So it's so like, sad. Bruh, it was a lot. I'm not going to lie. And obviously, at that point in time, my arts was basically non-existent because being the way law school is, you can't really do multiple things at once. I'm not going to lie to anybody. It's hard to balance Nigerian law school and anything else.
Anything else.
So I think I did, in the totality of law school, I think I did maybe 2 drawings. Oh. One before COVID, one after COVID. I know. It was, I couldn't put that much pressure on myself. I'm like, nah, I have to take the back burner for a while. So of course, there were a lot of projects I missed out on. Oh, which is, it's weird how people want you so much when you are, you know, busy. Because during law school, people are like, Romeo. I'm like, guys, what's really happening here? Is this a conspiracy?
Like, is it a group chat?
Let me know. Because it was so frustrating. And then now, it's cricket. It's not like cricket, but it's like not as loud. And it's like,
Okay. Guys, I'm free now. Bombard me. Nah. That's good to know because, like, I find that, like, a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot, but people that are in law school, they usually have, like, a creative, like, side to them as well. And half the time, most of them are complaining about going to the law school. And I'm just like, I pass to you guys.
I feel like the reason people say this a lot that there are a lot of creative lawyers, and I'd like for you guys to understand that living in Nigeria, or in fact in any African country, we have science and we have art, and in art, the art side of things, the only quote unquote professional job, you know, that we were told we had, or any professional option that we were given was lawyer. You're an art student, you were going to become a lawyer. It was just the way things went. There were very few other options for people who wanted to be professionals and didn't want to be lawyers. Because look at it in our schools, there are different these things. But for art students, you are maybe lawyer, mass comm, English language.
Yeah.
Even in uni. And so it's like, there aren't really a lot of options for creative people who end up in art classes, right? Your only choice was law. Because most people didn't even allow their kids do mass comm or English language. So most people just went, that's the lawyer. So that's why you see so many people. I mean, that I chose course. Unfortunately for me, I from a young age, I actually wanted to be a lawyer. Turns out the reality is always disappointing.
Oh my god.
Law in Nigeria is it's not very So I feel like I because I was one of those people actually was like, I want to make a difference. I want to help the world. I want to save minorities and help my marginalized. I was so like big on the whole helping others thing. When you get there, you realize law isn't really helpful to the people who it needs to help. Especially the fact of the matter is that one of the first legal things they tell you is that law and justice are different things. Yeah, it's one of the first things they let you know. And to me, what's the point? But things can be legal and not just, like, it happens every day, and people are, and the thing is, the legal system is aware of the fact that can be legal and unjust. So it's just interesting that
that is so oppressive.
And it's so like pointless, like it's so redundant, like what's the point? That's how ended up in law school. It's a dream. And by 300 level, I was so done with law. I was just like, come and be going, please. I had enough. And then law school,
Zero out of 10.
would not recommend. If you schooled abroad and you're hearing this podcast, stay abroad. Don't come and say, oh, I want to practice law. Just don't do it. Because literally, the only thing law school allows you to do is practice in Nigeria. In every other country in the world, you're already a lawyer. Do you feel me? And in Nigeria, what are you using your law degree to do? You want to work in a law firm that will keep you 8 to 11 p.m. for what, 150k? Is that life?
No, it's not.
So, and 150 is even the good one, though. Just so everybody's aware.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So,
like,
so what do they pay you people for, like, studying and arguing and, like...
Oh,
what?
My dear, you don't really know what's going on. So, yeah, law is not...
It's so funny because, like, growing up, I wanted to be a lawyer. Like, I was so set on it. I'm like, I want to be a lawyer. That's what I want to do. But, like,
I'm really happy that you chose something else because...
What? That's so sad to hear. That was so heavy. On to the next thing. So, you're pretty, like, vocal about certain topics, which I love, personally. And I wanted to find out, are you ever scared that it would affect, like, relationships with potential customers or, like, big brands?
Oh, no. Like, it's not scared. I'm excited that it will affect potential relationships.
I love it.
Because I feel like, see, I always tell people, because some people are like, oh, I like your art, but I hate your feminism. My art is my feminism. So if you want to collaborate in any way and you don't support the views I support, good riddance to bad rubbish. I'm not really bothered because that's not the kind... I'm not one of those people that money is everything for. Like, money is good, don't get me wrong. But it's not everything. I feel like the idea of a misogynist putting my art in his house would make my body crawl. Or the idea of, I don't know, one stupid racist or homophobic company using my art to like what? No. So I'm not really scared. I'm excited that it kind of limits the kind of people I have access to and the people that have access to me. If that makes sense.
Because, for instance, like another question that I have is like, how do you not like get like fatigue, like, because every day on that app, especially on Twitter, there's just bad news and there's just something that like you have to kind of make, like, because people on Twitter are so dishonest, like, especially men, and they're so dismissive. Like, how do you not get tired of like explaining the same? Because me, the last time when I can't remember, it's the whole like Baba Ijesha like saga, like having to explain again time over time that child pornography is not okay. Like, I feel like I already said that like last week, and now I'm here again explaining that is not okay. You guys need to do better. And it's just like fighting with brick walls. I always say that. Like, how do you not get fatigued in doing all of that and like keeping sane, basically? Because
I mean,
we're doing that, people can also say like, oh, this one, I want is too much every day, this one, every day. Like, how do you like keep strong?
I feel like those are two different. Okay, so the first thing is, I feel like for whatever I see online, I probably see worse in like real life interactions with different various men from various denominations, like spheres of life, basically. Which is why I say a lot of activism, right, is cute online, right? But in the real life, child, we haven't even scratched the surface. Because obviously people are like, feminists are always doing this and always doing that. We contribute for probably less than 1% of the full population of Nigeria. Let's even push it and say, okay, at most 5%. The fact is, we are a minority. And so if I'm tired just because of the few interactions I have online, life is going to get hard for me really fast, because the truth of the matter is that in real life, I'm going to have to defend myself in that way over and over and over again. And it's exhausting. Like, I recognize the fact that speaking online, having to defend myself in real life, living as a woman is exhausting. It's an exhausting thing because it's constant. I can't turn it off. Because the thing is, men come online, whether they are sympathetic or misogynistic, whichever one they are, they can leave an app and that's where it ends for them.
That's not the reality.
Their feminism, I mean, like, they can come online and fight for our rights and go offline and fight for our rights, but technically, the day they want to stop, they can stop. It's not their struggle personally. Like, they can sympathize, but it's not their pain. Same way someone's parents can, and you can sympathize with them, but that's not your pain. So while you can mourn with them, you can be there for them, the day you decide, I beg, I'm too tired to deal with this today, you can shut that off. You can be like, you know what, I'm too tired, I'm not talking to her today. Unlike us, the day we decide we're too tired, you turn your body and you just cry small and you get back to business, because the fact of the matter is that if you're too tired to fight for yourself, then the battle has already been lost.
Yeah,
that's the fact. And then when it comes to like constantly edge, I always tell people, right, if you've noticed, or I don't know who has noticed, my form of tweeting has kind of changed in the sense that I'm no longer arguing with men or like stupid people in general, because some women are not educated to know what I'm talking about. So sometimes them too, they want to argue. I don't argue. I don't educate. I speak what I have to say on my timeline. And if you argue with me, I will just block you. I don't have, like, I literally block immediately. I don't have the energy for, or something I'll do is quote your tweet and re-amplify my message. Just so that anybody who comes across your tweets and thinks, ooh, burn, will see the fact that I stated what I said.
Good.
But I don't argue with people. Men are just dishonest. It's not, I said it's not ignorance, it's wickedness. There's a difference.
I don't
educate. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. If you want to continue the way you are, that's your business.
That's on you.
But there are definitely people who are willing and ready to learn, and those, or people who would see a tweet and it will trigger something in there, I don't know, or people who need support as they go on their journey, those are the people I tweet for, because everybody has good and bad days with feminism, that's not like,
yeah,
like the internalized misogyny is definitely strong in all of us. You can't unlearn years of unlearn years of bad in one. You know, that's, it doesn't really happen that easily. So it's definitely not for education purposes for those men that decide to continue being stupid. It's not for them. I don't tweet for them. I don't care for them. None of my business. And for people who think I do too much, I also don't care for them either.
Good. I love that.
Like, I've also had like people, like especially my guy friends, be like, oh
my man. God.
I'm like, please, I beg of you, get out of my space. And they like, so I've lost a lot of guy friends, even female friends, actually, to be fair. But fewer. And again, I don't really blame them. I don't really take it harshly when women say, oh, Romain, you're doing too much. Why? Because I know what it's like to have that amount of internalized misogyny. And I know, like I said, unlearning is not easy, you know,
it's really not easy, especially for
especially for someone who has been in like that oppressed like position for like me. When did I start to learn? In fact, as a 200 level, I was still an idiot, so you know, like when did I start learning how to do better and how to be better, you know? It's not that easy. So when I see people who are still not aware, I don't really take it too harshly. They'll be like, oh, wow, Rumi, why do you hate men? I'm just like, see, they deserve it.
Have you seen men?
As soon you'll realize it too, hopefully.
I hope so.
So, yeah, if men decide, you know, if men decide that my feminism is too much for them, good riddance to bad rubbish. Bad as well. Rubbish.
Love is lost.
I've definitely lost male friends on top of the matter. I could care less. Like, I'm not going to lie. It is what it is. You are a good friend, but if me speaking about wanting to be alive and not just existing through life offends you, then fuck off. Like, it's not my business.
It is
what it is. You lose people in the whole thing. I don't mind, honestly.
Great. Okay, so
And then some of them have come back and later realized, you know what, Rumi, I was an idiot.
Oh, wow.
And you were right. Yeah, good. Recently I had a guy friend who came to me and like sent a really long paragraph. Because we had a fight about it, I think 2018. And he came back and was like, you know what? It's been 2 years. It's been a lot of that was last year. He texted me last year. It's been 2 years. It's been a lot of learning. It's been a lot of harsh realities. And the fact is, what you said was right. I was wrong. And I'm now ready and willing to do better. And the fact of the matter is, you don't have to preach to people. When someone realizes when someone wants to learn, you know. Like, even for me, nobody had to preach to me. The day my basket, my banga was ripe, I realized, you know, I have to learn. And I am willing to learn from other people. So you see the willingness, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. It's like, it's always going to be a you thing. Like, you have to be ready to do the work of, like, being honest with yourself and everything.
And that's why preaching to these people, trying to educate people, that obviously being dishonest, you're not winning, baby. You're just stressing yourself.
Yeah, stressing yourself. Oh, my God. So just if
I literally block on honesty. What you say something? Block. I probably think I have maybe over 5,000 blocked accounts.
Oh,
people always like, oh, you're creating an echo chamber. See, life outside social media is hard enough, and I can't block you people all from my space. Block the negative energy from my space in real life. Why would I now want that same thing here? Like, this is supposed to be
to enjoy yourself.
Do you understand? Like, why would I want that? It's so stupid, anyway.
Okay, so next question. Do you believe in separating the art from the artist? I'm guessing you don't.
I do not. But, like, how do I put this? Okay. So, first of all, I would like to say cancel culture is a lie. It does not exist. And I feel like people say that thing so... Like, people, oh, my God, they cancel. The cancel culture is killing us. Please shut the fuck up. It does not exist in any way, shape, form. If you were popping before your nonsense came out, I promise you, you'll stay popping. Like, it has happened to too many people. In fact, the only people that ever really get blackballed are, like, people that are already oppressed. Like, if now, it's for stupid things. So, in a society where a white racist man can be openly racist and still have a career after it, or beat a woman, still have a career after it, you now see a black, dark-skinned woman say one bad thing about white men, and that's how she has been blackballed. That's end of career. And it's like, that's not canceling. Those are the systems of oppression taking form. It's not even canceling. It's just what is already happening, you know? So cancel culture doesn't exist. And when it comes to separating the art from the artist, though, I do like to say that growth is very important. Like, I feel like there are people that were stupid and decided, you know what, I was a stupid person, I admit to my stupidity, and I am changing moving forward. However, those people are hardly ever people with public platforms. There are very few people with public platforms that say, you know what, I made the mistake and I'm doing better. Do you understand what I mean? Like, even, and, okay, like, let's use the case of Chrissy Teigen now, who is under fire again, because when, how many years ago, she, a woman, a girl, actually, because that girl was 16, one dirty old man got married to her, and people were insulting her. And Chrissy, I'm not sure if the, nobody should come at me, but I'm not sure of the particulars, but basically, Chrissy was, you know, in her DMs telling her to kill herself. And she was a child. And now Chrissy can say, okay, yeah, I've done better. Now I understand. But have you publicly come to apologize? Have you acknowledged the fact that you did something that was wrong? And you're growing from that. Because people like to excuse, you know, celebrities by saying, oh, that was 10 years ago. Obviously, they are doing better. The same way, you know, the Chris Brown whole thing. Oh, he beat Rihanna.
Oh my God,
that was
yes,
20 Chris years ago. Brown. He's doing better. No, he's not. Because he has had several cases after that.
Even harassed Karuchi. Yeah.
Like, and she was very public. And people dismissed that. Severally. She said this man was harassing her and we made it a meme. That's not okay. He has had situations beating up paparazzi. He has broken out of one place. He has done several things after that that still shows he has violence, a problem, an issue with violence. And people are like, eh, but it's been 20 years.
He's gone to rehab.
You don't really have evidence of growth. You don't see a public apology. You don't see, like, the Justin Timberlake thing. People, oh, how many years? And now he's giving a shitty apology 25 years later, barely acknowledging the evil, like, that he committed by doing what he did. Because those women's careers suffered greatly for it. Do you understand what I mean? People, and it's, because I do always say there's growth. I'm not the kind of person that says, oh, because you did something back in 2015, I'm going to cancel you forever. I'm not that kind of person. At the same time, you have to be as loud with your apology and with your change as you were with being a homophobic, racist, misogynist person. Like, you can't just wait for time to go and then move on with your life. No.
Isn't that what Nigerian celebs do?
My dear, bruh, I see. The audacity that little nigga had. Omo, I have never been that shocked in my life. I said, where? He did baptism. I said, next time you enter the water, drown. Drown. I beg you, I love drown. Because I'm like, the actual audacity of you to think you can wake up 5 seconds later and come back and people are dropping red hearts. I said, all of you that are dropping red hearts in these comments, all of you are stupid too. Next time you enter water, drown. You're mad. Because not very only did you abuse girls, you really had the audacity to intimidate your victim. Like, what do you think we are running here? I don't forget to. Other people may forget. Me, I don't forget. And I will follow you.
Yeah, I think that's also part of the reason why I'm like, separating the art from the artist is also like quite important, because if you say, okay, like, this person is an abuser, but like, they make great music, like, and you still listen to their music, you are basically feeding them.
You're
and giving them the
them.
Tool, yeah, to like oppress people. So, no,
I'm giving you my money, I'm giving you a platform. I refuse, I actually refuse. Like, I refuse, I take my money back, I take it back. Like, I'm not going to lie, because obviously, if you were jamming someone's music before, you're not going to stop just because you find out they're an abuser. Sometimes you hear the music and your leg will be moving. But it's a conscious effort.
Conscious, yeah.
Like, you have, it's a conscious thing to say, you know what, if they play him at a party, I won't dance, I will sit down. It's a conscious thing to say, even if, like, my body moves small, I will catch myself. Or to even say, okay, at the club, I could hear his music, but it, in my phone, I'm not the person playing the music.
Playing the music,
Like, it's not always, I just don't know. I can't give my money to a shitty person. My money is very important. My support is very important for me. The people I give platforms to are very. I'm just dashing a rapist money. To what end now? Like, why?
Yeah.
When I can save my money for people I actually like. So, no, I don't believe in separating art from the artist. Same way, that's why I say if you like me or my art, but like if you like my art, but you don't like me, it's kind of hard. And again, because what the person is and what comes out in their music sometimes is kind of similar. Like with me, I'm a feminist, so of course I draw things surrounding that topic. You can't take one without the other, right? Some guys, like the Trey Songz of them, and that one too is an abuser. People fail to remember because they like him or he's hot or something. He sings a lot about women, you know, and about sex with women, and about women who want him. So you have to understand that in his music, he's projecting that persona of being so attractive that nobody can say no to him. So when you're listening to it, aware of the fact that he has abused women, how does that, like, it's hard to get away from. Like, I don't know. You are listening to the music and is a theme that's in his music. How do you separate this? I couldn't do it. I don't know how other people do it. Same.
I'm just like, I don't get it. No. And like, even with someone like, what's his name? That short nigga, Tory Lanez.
Oh my God.
People on my TL saying Tory is so talented.
Good enough music for people.
Exactly. Oh my God. And it's the same people that they come and say, black women, we see you, we hear you. That's why I'm honestly kind of tired of hearing the whole we see you, we hear you. Like, if you're not going to do anything about seeing us and hearing us, walk away, please. Men, like,
oh my God, women, black queens, we support you. We
hear you. We protect you.
You're valid. Your pain is real. And then drop the phone and like, wow, enough feminism. I really tried.
Yep.
Male feminism.
Groundbreaking.
Wow, oh I'm such God. A good guy.
Nice guy. Mr. Nice Guy. I deserve a medal.
No, I literally said it because even on that, like with the case of Ini, who passed away, who was murdered. Rest her soul. There were lots of people who were not like, wow, women really try. All the things they try to do to protect scenarios like this. Wow.
Oh my God.
Women are so this. Women are that. Damn, women. Wow, women.
I was so pissed.
And it's nice for you guys to show sympathy on days like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. You know, I like the support. Great. But even on the days where we aren't dying, it would be nice to see the same thing. Because we left that, and then yesterday there were people comparing helping a woman out, helping your friend on the way to your house. It was so
that nonsense. Discussion yesterday was so dumb.
I was so confused because I'm like, from where to where? She didn't bring patriarchy into it. You guys brought it in. You guys, anyway. The point is, they will affirm these things one day, and then the next day go against everything they just affirmed. Makes zero sense.
And the thing is, it's not even a certain, like, it's all of them. Because you can say, oh, maybe it's the uneducated ones.
Educated ones are even worse. Girl, because those ones even know how to manipulate the situation. You now start confusing yourself. Because the uneducated ones, they'll say a lot of stupid things and you'll be like, oh, this one doesn't answer. The educated ones know better. I will still choose to be stupid and manipulate it into thinking that they're the ones making sense and you're the mad person.
Gaslighting. Keep your voice. Like, you know.
Social media is a weird place.
Honestly. It actually is. And people say, like, another thing I was wondering about is people say, like, Oh, so you're saying men are scum, or you're saying men are trash. Now that you've said it, what do you expect, or what do you expect from us online? Like, you keep calling us trash online. Like, what's all the noise you're making? What is supposed to achieve? Me personally, I have my answer to that, because I'm just like, well, we have to speak. But like, what would be your
I feel like
response?
even if all it achieves is knowing that you are trash, I have accomplished my work.
Okay, good.
Because someone was saying it yesterday, like, oh, someone literally said, telling several hundred people quoting a stupid person to tell him that he's stupid doesn't really change anything. All you're doing is amplifying his voice or amplifying or letting other people see his stupidity. And someone responded, but now that one person knows that 700 other people
People.
think he's stupid. And
I think
that's
I said
something.
that to it. Yeah, true.
Like, if all it achieves is letting men know that they are trash, I have achieved something. Because I feel like they don't realize how much of their behavior is problematic. Like, there are so many things they do normally, right? That they don't realize is harassment because literally they were not taught better.
But yeah.
Because the fact is of the matter is that ever since this whole men are trash movement has started, let's not lie, people have been educated by it. Literally by us just quoting tweets that have harassment and saying men are trash. People have started realizing that things that they used to joke about are now
In
considered
general.
trash behavior.
Yep.
So they've started like pointing at what harassment, whether you like it or not. The education has started, right? So that's one of the things that, because the fact of the matter is, more people that know, the less, not the less people that are going to do it, but the more people we have supporting the movement, right? That's one of the first things. But obviously, in a place like Nigeria, right? Online is kind of all we have. Let's not really kid ourselves. Hopefully, people see the movements we have online and they mean something in the real world, which we started seeing because, some companies have started, providing better options for women, providing safer work environments. So we've started seeing small things like that based on online movements. But it's also to give people who haven't had a voice for so long a platform, right? Because, for example, with sexual crimes in Nigeria, there's very little that can be done to the legal system to accommodate the level of care we need for sexual crimes in Nigeria, right? Like, how do I put it? Like, there's just very little that can be done. Because when women come out 10 years later and say this and this and this, the fact of the matter is that they'll tell you statute bad. They'll tell you, oh, no evidence, no corroboration, no this, no that. No, there's so many like obstacles to get to your justice, right? And what an online platform does is gives you a little bit of closure, or at least a space to speak it out. Because a lot of women are not keeping it to themselves because they want to keep it to themselves. They have no other options. What an online platform does, what Men Are Trash does, gives is giving them a voice to say, this person did this, this person is trash, men are trash. It is one in three women. We are not mad. Men are trash. It's giving us a place to say what we want to say, how we want to say it. So I feel like people criticize online activism a lot. And you know what? Fairs, because the fact of the matter is, a lot of what we say online will remain online. I'm not going to be unrealistic about it. Like I said, feminists or people who want equality in Nigeria probably contribute for maybe 5% of the total population. And so I'm not going to be stupid and think, right now as things are, our online activism is going to change the world right now. But I definitely think it's making a difference, whether it's with one person, two persons, three people that have taken a stand, so join that 5%, you know. So there's that. It's slow, but we are moving.
I love it.
And also, it's giving people a chance to speak. I don't think people realize how helpful communication is, how knowing you're not alone, how great.
Yeah, that you're valuable.
Knowing you're not alone. Like, you are not mad. This is not just you. Mm-hmm. We are plenty.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that that sense of community does for people.
Yep.
And I feel sorry.
It's okay. I love to say, like, even when people out, like, the abusers, and then other, like, ladies come out to and say, exactly. Oh, I'm so happy you did this, like, because
he has done it to me too.
He's done this to me too, I didn't know how to, like, approach it, because this is someone that's, like, everyone sees as a good literally. Person, like, yeah.
Literally, so there was this guy I went to uni with, and a friend talked to me about how he had sexually harassed her. And she didn't want me to talk about it for a while. But then someone else brought it up about how the same guy had sexually abused another one of her friends.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, so he has, at least between us now, we know two stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we now started talking about him and talking about how he's an abuser. And at the end of the day, there were over 30 women.
What?
Sexual harassment, rape.
Oh my God.
And even like when that he was, obviously he was having sex with even underage girls.
What? So, please, I hope he's like in jail or he's like...
No, unfortunately, the society we are, he's very free.
Huh.
Very much alive, very much chilling. In fact, you know, his friends were really, you know, very supportive of him during the hard time that he was going through.
Oh my God, that must have been so tough for him.
So rough, you know.
Fine time.
Nothing really strengthens a brotherhood like an abuse.
Oh my God, yes.
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. Yes. Really, the ties of brotherhood really come.
Oh my God.
And I remember
yes.
I was really upset on our group chats because I was like, because it was happening, right? And I'm like, Tony, call me. Because that's his stupid name, Anthony. And he didn't call me, didn't respond to my text. And I came on the group chat to let everybody know that their classmate was an abuser. And one stupid boy was really talking about how they were dealing with things privately. And I'm like,
I hate that. I hate that.
Deep Negro side, you get.
Like, the spiritual Negro side.
I really went off at him. And he now started saying, what did he say? He said a lot of rubbish about how I'm using cuss words, about how I'm being vulgar, about how
Oh my God.
He was not really insulting me. I said, you're stupid. Because if you had one inkling of sense, everybody in the class now started insulting him. I'm like, since you want to take the fall for Tony, you will take it. Because how did a boy rape and assault how many women? And your own is, I am being vulgar. Are you dumb?
He's very dumb.
Privately, are you stupid?
Deal with what privately? I don't even get it. Like, why did they, they humanize the the abuser so much, like they put them on such a pedestal,
like he's going through something. All the like, men he has made go through something.
No.
He not really called me like later. I can't remember what that conversation was because I was so angry. I was like, I literally feel like I blacked out. Like not like blacked out fainted, but at some point I stopped hearing what was happening. I was so zoomed out. Because I was just so angry.
That's so
30 plus people. 30 plus women.
And he's still free in society. Well, like, this society.
He's chilling. So the thing is, that period, women were texting me. to tell me thank you.
Yeah.
And I feel like people underestimate, again, how important it is to have a quote-unquote safe space. Mm-hmm. Like, the internet isn't exactly the safest space. But it's getting somewhere, like, there's a community of women ready to catch you when you want to say your story.
Exactly.
And I feel like that in itself is enough. Like, aside all the changes that we have made through the internet, because let's not lie, the things like NSAS movement, that FK, that was also us, whether anybody wants to talk or not. That was us. There were bills that were, there was this bill that we that there was, is it Ogun State or where? That was also us, because that topic started from Twitter. There was also the issue of a sex offenders registry. That also started from Twitter. So, like, aside all these things that we are doing outside, or more just the safe space that people have to say, this is what someone did to me. And this is how long I've kept it in. And I want to thank you for letting me being able to, like,
you see that.
Literally, these were women thanking me. Like, in tears and thanking
me. Because,
just because they got the opportunity to see, okay. Do you understand? Like, that was enough.
Yeah, that's, like, I agree.
So,
and, like, another thing, the would I say the other side? I'll just call them the other side, because they are not one on the same side. They always bring up is, like, when, like, it's almost, it's resembling jungle justice. And we can't just come online and we have to hear, like, this side, both the sides. Other side. And there's false accusations. And the unfortunate passing away of, I think it's Izu guy that committed suicide.
My God. And let me not even start on that story, because I feel like that story was so completely misconstrued. To date, I don't even know why we, like, because... What the hell? Sorry, I was looking at clothes. Because the person who brought the whole story ended up bringing evidence of him admitting that he did what it. Like he literally admitted it. It was never... People were now saying, why did she group him with rapists? It was next to his name that he wasn't a rapist. Like, where you people got rapists from? That's you people's own comprehension problem, not our own. Like, anyway, long story short. Yeah, I get what you mean. And in a perfect society, you know? Ooh, this dress, this skirt is cute. Sorry. Let me also get this. Let me also get this. Sorry, the skirt's not distracting me. What was I saying? What was I saying?
Actually, what was
we're talking about the other side. So and in a perfect society, I would get their points, you know, hear both sides, decide based on both sides. That would, who doesn't want to hear both sides and make a decision based on that, right? We are not stupid people. We are not lawless people. But in the same way, they justify jungle justice, quote unquote, by saying, oh, you know, nobody's willing to do anything. The fact of the matter is that, in fact, jungle justice, how do I even put it? There is no way to show what happened literally, which is why rape cases are so hard. Nami and him, like, it will always be he said, she said, and in cases where, even in cases where they are rape kids, even in cases like that, there will still be no conviction. They'll say she likes rough sex, and that's why it happened. That happens a lot, by the way. where they'll be like, oh, she likes you rough. And the judge will be like, well, let's give him a shorter sentence because she likes rough sex. And that's how her rapist gets to chill. So, like, it's just not that easy to say you want someone to bring evidence. There's no evidence to give. Like, I don't know what more to say about the situation, but, like, what happens when we say, oh, false rape accusations, they deserve the same time rapists do? What happens is that we give a fundamental... Because what will happen is, even if you raped a girl and she goes to court and she loses her case, you now have a case for false accusation. Because under the court of law, you're no longer a rapist, meaning automatically the court will have to put her in jail for being a false accuser.
Oh my God.
Whether she can, whether you can prove, anybody can prove anything or not, based on the facts, they'll just send that to you. So when people make callous statements like that, they need to know where it's headed. And it's just, it's, man, again, if we could, this is cute. If we could bring both sides, we would. Like, nobody wants to just come and accuse somebody without
the fucking,
without any proof. Like, we don't want to do that. Like, I promise you, I don't just want to wake up in the morning and call someone a rapist with no proof, because I know what it's like seeing people call people rapists with no proof. And it's like, why would I put myself through that for nothing? Like, why would I do that to myself for nothing? Why, like, why would I put myself through that? The only thing I will say is, for people who are outing rapists or sexual abusers, you do have to be careful. Because what will happen is that once one person has accused him, he will just open an anonymous account and give you a fake accusation. Now you post that accusation, you can't prove it. And they'll not be like, oh, the whole thing is a lie. You're a liar. You're a bastard. You're this, my dear. And you just have to be not sure like that, but just be sure of what you're entering, right? So that if, even if you're not posting any proof on the TL, you and the person that told you, you know what the story is. So when it comes time for people to start making noise on your head, right? You know how to defend yourself.
Defend yourself,
Because, girl, people are ready. Like, the smallest things, people are ready. And that's so smelly, because they don't keep the same energy for the rapist at any point
in time. I've never seen it.
Never the same energy. They're waiting for a woman who is never the same energy for a guy. Never. Never, never. It's very pathetic.
Okay. So, we're getting close to the end. But, like, a question I had was, do you think, like, would you say being an artist is, like, a gendered, like, experience for you? Like,
oh, my girl. Everything is a gendered experience. Like, literally everything. And I've made a Twitter about it, that everything is gendered. I'm privileged thinking that it's not. Everything is gendered. Like, everything. Specifically arts, though, very much gendered. Because actually, I had a conversation like this recently. I don't even know where to start from, because first of all, arts, even the arts society, is definitely ruled by men. So where do you even start from? Literally, where do you start from, right? Because there's just so much. There's just so much. Again, we had this conversation recently, and I kind of, like, exhausted myself talking about it. But yeah, there were so many women that were talking about experiences with art directors, gallery owners, things like that, where they had either been sexually assaulted or harassed, because obviously men, you know, run in these circles and are very, very important. So when you're starting out, you do meet a lot of predators in the biz. And yeah, it's just, aside the harassment, it's just, there's just so much, like me now, I always talk about the scenario where somehow people like to make it a big deal that I draw naked women.
I love that. Sorry.
But they don't have but they don't have an issue with guys when they do it for functionality. Or they have issues with the, okay, like for example, they can only support certain kind of women. And if you don't fall under the kind of women they support, you know, too bad for you. Or like there's so many different scenarios gender comes into play. Or like digital art. Oh my god, that's even the worst. Me and another digital art friend were talking about this, where it's a thing of, as a woman, you're expected to stay with, you know, cute illustrations. The likes of Blender, the 3D designs, they're kind of run by men. And there are a lot of incels in the community that's kind of gatekeep, right? Say, if you're a woman, can you call? This is all the NFT space that is up and coming. There are also a lot of... It's just so weird because it's like, why? And it's just, yeah, like I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of still recovering from the last discussion that we had about this. So I'm not really... As you can see, I'm not really like going further because, man, I was just very exhausted by it. But it is very gendered. And it's exhausting where you think that this is your safe space. And of course, there's something that's going to ruin that, you know. It's just sad. To see how gender affects everything.
There are women trying to do things
more inclusive for us, though. The fact of the matter is that when you're starting out, you're going to have to deal with a lot of men. And, well, it is what it is, honestly. I'm sorry, I'm just...
No, it's okay. I don't want you to even, like, yeah.
It's probably exhausting
to constantly even that question about. Probably triggered, yeah.
Yeah, it triggers a lot, honestly. Yeah. It's just frustrating. Like, even with clients, it's a gendered experience. Because your clients will harass you. They will act like this is not a professional discussion. Oh, so many sectors, so many different ways that gender applies. Like I said, not only do you have to be a certain kind of woman, look a certain kind of way, produce a certain kind of art, and a certain kind of space, it's just so exhausting for everything to just constantly be so gendered, and for people not to realize what is going on and like take responsibility for that. Do you understand? Anyway.
Okay, so I love your bio. It says, Miss Andre moonlighting as a digital artist. I just love it because it just captures
my dear, I actually had to change it before I was feminist. I think I used to say digital artist, feminist, something like that. But I'm like, people don't get it. Do where I need them to get it, because if you see feminists and they think, oh, nice fem, no, I need you to know I don't like men, and I need you to know I'm very open about it. I literally could care less. They're like, oh, Miss Andre, meaning you hate men, meaning you are this, nigga, please.
Because I was asking, do you think Miss Andre is actually possible? This is because, like,
no, yeah, this is not a thing. Same way, reverse racism is not a thing. The isms and the isms, the iris, the basically what it means is that there's a system of oppression. It's not me bullying you as a woman. It's not, oh, every head of office that is a woman, she bullies men and she beats them up and she harasses them. Okay, that's that woman. And she should be called out to all ramifications and the necessary action should be taken out. But there's no system of oppression against you guys. What's funny is how intersectionality just like leaves these people's brains. My dear, that's one topic I can talk about. It's always such an interesting thing to see straight people when it comes to homophobia, to see black men when it comes to misogyny, and to see even skinny people when it comes to fat phobia, because they just fail to realize intersectionality is a thing. Because yes, your boss harassing you as a woman is bad, and yes, you being skinny shamed is horrible, and yes, you know, you being a straight person, and I don't even know what could possibly be wrong. I don't know what could possibly be wrong with a straight person in this
like
but whatever the form of oppression they want to carry and give themselves. Let's say you got beat up by gay people. Well, okay. But let's say it happened.
Very, very unbelievable.
Let's give it to them. Let's say it happened, right? It doesn't automatically put a system of oppression in place. And it's the system that's the real problem. Do you feel me? Like, all these things happen individually are bad enough, you know? But it's a system specifically being put in place to restrict your life that's the problem. And the fact that people don't get it really blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it really just... Like, it can't be that hard to explain. Women being harassed is bad enough, right? But there's a system that now even lets you go scot-free for it. Like, harassment of women is imbibed into the system.
Yep.
So it's not even that, okay, a bad thing happened. It's that a bad thing happened, it will continue happening. Like, it's a bad thing happened and it's a way of life. That shouldn't be normal. We shouldn't ever think that it's okay to justify it. Like, I just don't get it. Why people, like, it's, I'm not going to lie, there's just sometimes I think about it and I'm like, these are such easy concepts. It shouldn't be this hard for you guys to understand these things.
Especially when you see them, like, understanding concepts that are technically, like, harder or, like, more complex.
No, like, this whole SARS thing. So you can understand that harassment for dressing up a certain way doesn't make sense. But somehow, a woman will get harassed. What was she wearing? Nigga, make it make sense. Those are the exact same scenarios. That's why I say it's no longer a thing of ignorance. It has to just be wickedness. Because you have to be dishonest to say those things are not the exact same.
Very dishonest, yeah.
So yeah, no, damn. So now, I just like people to know from the get-go, just looking at my bio, that yes, I am one of those feminists, the ones that are annoying. Because if you think I am a nice one, you'd now be inclined to speak to me. No, please. I just need good. Everybody to be clear on where we lie.
Yeah.
I'm not the good one. I'm not the nice one. I'm not the one that's going to be like, oh yeah, not all men. No.
All fuck men. That.
All men are trash. Men. I do generalize. I do usually talk about how much I do like men. I just straight up for people just to know. That's what my page is just going to be about. So. Just come. Come correct or don't come at all.
Period. End of. Okay, so let's talk about something lighter. just to like end it. Okay. So with astrology, like I'm also like I'm an enthusiast when it comes to astrology. I love astrology.
Yeah.
So I saw your thread and I really like enjoyed it. So
man, well, I need to finish that thread. I stopped at Sagman, not even shocked.
But... OMG, Sagman.
biggest holes. The happy ever existed. I actually really like Sagmen, but oh my god, I can't believe people enter relationship. I'm a fire sign, I'm an Aries. Aries, we are so self-obsessed that we really just love ourselves. our biggest, like, we are attracted to fire signs, basically. So I do like Sagmen, but wow, they're hoes. Wow.
Yeah.
When I see people enter relationships with them, I'm just like, girl, are you sure? Can you take it? Are you ready for your mental health to go? Because they will cheat. It's not even a matter of will they want to. They will. They do usually cheat. I'm not joking. I think that's how I ended the thread by saying I go on record saying they are the biggest whores in the zodiac. They will cheat. They cheat a lot.
So like, what would you say is your top like? Three like worst like sign for men and then for women.
My worst for men, definitely Taurus men.
Oh,
yeah, hates Taurus men. Can't stand them. Hope they all die.
I'm kidding.
It's not that serious, but at the same time, fuck those niggas. I hate Taurus men. Like just by being a Taurus man, I'm upset at your existence. I'm not one to usually say, I'm not even good to that. I'm not one of those, I don't judge people based on zodiac signs, not really. Mm-hmm. But for a Taurus man,
that's me with Cancer men. Oh my god,
that's an exception to the general rule. Can't stand those niggas, no, 0/10. Do not, in fact, I just believe it's a phase you should avoid, just avoid them. If you want happiness and joy in your life, just skip them.
Yeah.
And this is, and I'm not going to lie, this is both objectively and personally speaking. Like, personally, if I see my friends with a Taurus man, I would burn her to death. Like, don't do this. Objectively speaking, as well, they also do have a lot of manipulative tendencies.
Yeah, they do. I agree.
So I just would not recommend, because I don't know how to put this, but them, and then my second was Pisces.
Oh my god, Pisces men.
Hates them. Actually think they're worse. I think Pisces men are worse. It's just that I've had personal experience with a very bad Taurus, so I will always rate Taurus worse. I actually think Pisces men are worse in the sense that Taurus men, most of the time, they're manipulative and nonchalant. But their nonchalance is the main major thing, right? They're really, really nonchalant. And it's really not a great headspace to be in when you like a Taurus man. They're just Or Taurus people in general are not challenged, but men definitely have it worse. But with Pisces men, and this is why they're dangerous, I will always say this, you don't expect this. You don't expect the evil that comes from them. What? It's just so, like...
Because they come to you like angels.
What? It's so, like, and this is just from all my friends and everything. What? They're so scary.
Mm-hmm.
So scary, bruh. At least with Scorpios, you know what you are expecting. With Pisces, they come so sweet. You don't even know. They're like one of those people that you are 3 years in and you now realize that you have been manipulated into like a situation that you can't get out of. You don't even notice when it's happening. That's why they're scary. No. Pisces men are scary. 0/10. Do not recommend as well. Especially as a fire sign, I really don't recommend water signs. But two of the least compatible are definitely Aries and Pisces. I do not know. I will also say, which other men? Ha, there are so many options, honestly.
I think, sorry,
I mean, Cancer men are bad. They are bad.
They are bad.
They're really bad.
Ah, they are bad.
Ha, they're bad. But
Iju, Whiskey, Burna Boy, they are bad. They are bad.
Ah, they are bad, but are they my worst? Are they my top three? Are they my top three? I don't think so.
What about Gemini Man? What do you think about Gemini Man?
I actually really like Gemini.
Are you serious?
I love Gemini. I'm sorry. I will slander them all the time, but I really love Gemini. I really love them. I'm sorry. Damn. But what I say is my third worst. I think I would have to go with. Wow, this is tough. This is a tough one. That's what I'm like. Literally, seeing so many signs that could easily be my third. There are so many. They could easily. I think I would say. Virgo. No. You know what? I think I might have to agree with you and say Cancer. Because I was going to say Virgo or Capricorn, because generally earth sign men need help. But on second look, Virgo men are pretty, pretty bad. I pray for them every day. Because, they're really, seek help. If you're an earth sign man and you're listening to this, just go and get therapy. Just upset. Just go. Just go. Just.
Don't ask any questions. Just go.
Just go. Just don't waste your time. Just go first. Then when you're done, you can then start to decide. Yeah, so I think I'll have to agree and say, because Cancer guys are like those self-proclaimed nice guys.
Yep.
And they're very irritating.
Yep, I agree.
I think Virgo men were a close second. I'd be a close fourth, but no. Cancer men take the cake. So I think I would say Taurus, Pisces, and Cancers.
Cancer. Great.
Yeah, I think, that's fine. That works for me.
Love it. I agree.
And then for women. For women, my worst. You know, I'm not going to lie. Women are actually pretty cool. Scorpio women.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like me liking a Scorpio woman is kind of an anomaly. In my life, maybe there are two or three I like.
Yeah, there's only one for me.
Scorpio women, I like them in small doses. I really not my favorite of the bunch. I would also say who else? I would say Aquarius.
Oh.
They don't really disturb me, but I don't know. No, they can't be my worst. They're very lackluster for me. God. Maybe. No, but so I would say Libra and Taurus.
Interesting.
But not because I necessarily don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's 50-50.
Oh.
I have met Tauruses I absolutely love, but then I've met Tauruses that I can't be around for too long.
Makes sense.
Same way I've met Libras that I love. In fact, one of my closest friends is a Libra, but like also some of them decrease. So I think I would say that. That's it.
Scorpio, Libra.
But Scorpio is the other two are Well, Scorpio, yeah. No, Scorpio women.
They're wicked. Oh my God. They are so wicked.
No. Scorpio women. And the Taurus women. I actually like Taurus women. But again, it's 50-50. I've had a bad experience with like two. It's 50-50. But yeah, generally speaking, women are better.
Women are actually just, see how we didn't even find anything
emotionally,
like...
you know, grounded. Men are really something. I always tell them, you guys need to work on yourselves because it's not looking good out here for you. Like, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. So yeah. I would say that should I? I'm really thinking. No, I like all other. Yeah, maybe the only thing would be to replace. Yeah, if I was to change any, I would replace Taurus with Capricorn. Yeah, I also I'm not the biggest
fan of Capricorn.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah.
I think another thing I would just like to point out at this point is that like
yeah, people need to...
No.
What sign are you?
I'm a Gemini sun, Pisces moon, and then Libra rising.
I am Aries sun, Virgo moon, Cancer rising.
Oh.
And then the rest of my chart is Aries Pisces.
The fireworks that were just fighting.
Bro, can you see why my life is a joke?
Oh my God.
Can you see why my life is a joke? I'm an Aries, Mars, Pisces, Venus. Like, literally, Aries Pisces. And I think the only thing I'm not... I think I have a sag, what? Neptune, or is that Aquarius? Oh. The only other signs in my distinct are Sagittarius and Aquarius, which is strange. So yeah.
So everybody, like when it comes to astrology, I feel like they always focus on the sun only, and it just you don't know what astrology is. Like,
if someone is only focused on, and that's why I always say it's hard if. It makes no sense to judge someone based on their astrological sign, especially their sun sign, because we all have different signs in those. Like, if not in your planets, in your houses, you have what sense. So, it's we are all there's a mix of all of us there. So, that's why, even in thread, I had to say, first of all, this is for people that haven't evolved properly, and it's just the sun sign. A lot of other things clash. Like, a lot of other things can clash. Like, now my Aries, I'm impulsive, I'm this, I'm that. Yes, I'm a Virgo moon. So even though I'm impulsive, I'm also going to overthink a lot sometimes. So there are some impulsive decisions I will make. There are some others, it will take me 5 years, and I'm very indecisive sometimes because I will overthink. So there are things that dilute other, but obviously with my strong Aries, because like I said, my Aries do usually fight my Virgo mother the other way around, because I'm an Aries Mercury, I'm an Aries Mars, I'm an Aries Saturn. Then the Pisces in me is Venus and Jupiter and one other thing. Then I think my Pluto is Sagittarius, my Neptune is Aquarius. And my
Your chart is quite interesting though, because this like is there's so much like fighting each other. Like the Aries is hitting you in the in the spots that are like interesting.
It's quite Sha, when you people see me talking to myself and running mad, you people should understand that obviously my planets are always fighting, like because it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, the two, like, most non-compatible signs. And they're just packed in me for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm going through it. Send help. Send
you should study it. Rumors jumped. Okay, so to end this very educative
episode. This was kind of long. I didn't expect it to be this long.
Same, because I didn't expect, I didn't expect that we'll have like so much to talk about.
I talk a lot, honestly. So to be fair, I actually kind of expected this. I just, I stay talking. But yeah, how are we ending this now?
Oh yeah, still where for. So when this, what is femininity to you? Like, what is, you know, I'm not talking about divine femininity, that thing that Dabi was saying.
Oh my god,
time.
That thing is so stupid. Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's not what I'm talking about. Because that's that one is just very sad eyeing. Yeah.
Stupid.
Very stupid. So yeah, what would you say? Because this whole thing is about women taking space and everything. So what better way to end it than what's the fem, like when, like what's the ideal, like feminine like energy, or like,
true, like I feel like the ideal feminine energy is not caring what the ideal feminine energy is. It's just doing whatever the fuck you want, occupying whatever you space you want to occupy, dress the way you want. Literally, my fight for women is that we should just be able to do whatever the hell we want. Like,
same with the audacity of men.
See, audacity way past man. That's what I'm aiming for. Literally, with shamelessness, with audacity, with everything. So, like, I feel like my definition of what's femininity or feminine energy or whatever the hell that is, it's just doing whatever you want, like in the way that makes you happy, and constantly like making sure it's making you happy. I don't know if that makes sense, because I feel like our definitions change over time.
Yeah.
So and it's also being self-aware.
Yeah.
Let's add that. So it's just being aware, doing what you want, but also at the same time, not like being a bad person. But if you want to be, you know what, it's doing whatever you want. If you want to be a bad person, I mean, you suck, but go ahead. So
just be you.
If you want to be a shitty person, do that. I mean, I wouldn't recommend, because I feel like people do this thing where they're like, oh man, that's shitty, so I want to be shitty. We're not trying to stoop to their level, baby
girl. Yeah.
But if that's the choice you want, but at the same time, No, I changed my mind. You should have asked me this question before we started this, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm doing choice feminism. I don't believe that. No, choice feminism is 0/10. No. So that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just basically saying that as women, I feel like we overthink so much because we're trying not to step on toes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying not to upset anyone. And my own is upset everybody.
Exactly.
Like,
don't give a fuck.
Bruh, you get, like, just do what the hell you want to do. And this is not necessarily supporting choice feminism, because like I said, I hate that thing so much. It's when people are like, oh, you have a choice to... Nigga! We all have to fight these fights together. Please, those annoy me. But yeah, think of anything right now. But yeah, everybody should follow my art page. Yinkore_, which is YINKORE_ everywhere. And by everywhere, I mean just Twitter and Instagram. That's where I have this.
I think also follow on Twitter.
Don't follow my Twitter, please. I'm shy. I beg of you. Don't advocate for my personal Twitter. Follow my at Twitter. Let it end there. Please, Twitter. I'm actually not joking when I say I
want to. What if someone fell in love with you over this podcast and you're trying to...
in love with me over this, I just don't even know. I'm worried for you. But also... Don't shoot your shots. Don't worry. I'm perfectly happy being single at the moment. Till further notice. But if you want to spend dollars on me, holler at your girl. I don't know how you holler at me since I didn't drop my Twitter, but If it's meant to be, you'll find me. And that's just the truth.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're focused. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm screaming. Okay, so I'm going to cut it here. Thank you so much again. Have a great rest of your day.
I shall try, even though you've taken the chunk of my day.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's no problem. Bye. Have a nice day.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.